Good evening and welcome to an outdoor telecast with Pokey. No idea what number this is, probably about 9 or something. Part of me wants to apologise for the wind noise and the sound of the trees and the cars. But also part of me thinks this whole thing is an experiment, so it doesn't really matter if the audio is terrible. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, it doesn't really matter. So today it's about 7 o'clock in the evening. And I'm walking to the pub. I don't do that very often, walk to the pub, which is daft really, because the nearest pub to me is really good and sells great beer and they do good food. But I'm not having food tonight. Tonight I'm just going there for a quick pint and then I'm going to be picked up by a friend and we're going out for curry. The dancing dads, as we call ourselves. None of us dance. The dads of all the dancing girls that went to Portugal. We're all getting together for a curry in a nearby town. And one of the chaps has very kindly offered to pick me up. So I asked him to pick me up from the pub, which he's graciously said he will do. We're going to the curry house I've not been to before. It's a very British thing, isn't it? Going to the pub and going out for a curry on a Friday night. It's very British. What's the equivalent in other cultures? I don't know. Is it Spanish go out for tapas in the evening with the family late at night? French go to a bistro? I don't know. What is it where you live? I'd love to know. But the curry house we're going to is in a town, a city, I think. I think Guildford is a city. Guildford is a little way away from me. It's about a 20 minutes drive or so. By the way, it's Guildford is how it's spelt, if you want to look it up on a map. But everyone drops the D and just says Guildford. I've not been to this restaurant before. I always like going to new curry houses. I also tend to call them curry houses. Some people call them Indian restaurants. I don't tend to call them Indian restaurants because, as I discovered a little while ago, a lot of the purveyors of these restaurants are not in fact Indian. They come from various places on the Indian subcontinent, so I try and lump them all together as curry houses. I'm under a bridge right now, so you're probably hearing some interesting echo noises. There's a railway line just above me, I think, and there's another railway line next to me. So there's a railway line going over a railway line. How interesting. this week, I had the team were mostly out on holiday. Martin and Igor, who work on the Snap Advocacy team, were away on holiday, and so I was all on my own. But it meant I could get my head down and get stuff done with few meetings, few interruptions, which was quite good. I quite enjoy that. Obviously, it's quite nice to work with other people and have that kind of work banter, but it's actually quite nice in the summer when a few people go on holiday and you know you're not going to get interrupted and you can just crack on and get on with work. And one of the things I've been doing this week is contacting people, developers, to invite them along to our London office. Every so often we have these summits and sprints and things. And we're having one in London. So I always find that an interesting challenge to email people who I've never met before, most of them I've never met before, to invite them into our office and, you know, talk about snaps and see about snapping their application. I'm not a very extrovert kind of guy, despite what you may think. And so that whole emailing people who I don't know, even though I'm offering them something nice, you know, a trip to our office and spreading the good word about the software they make, I still find that quite a challenge. It's way better than picking up the phone and phoning people I don't know, but sending emails, I'm always really wary because you never know how people are going to receive and how they're going to feel about who's this random dude on the internet who's emailing me and, you know, trying to sell me their product. I'm not really trying to sell it because there's no monetary exchange involved or commercial arrangement, but it's still one of those tasks I do that I think I'm not sure. It's weird because often the replies I get are friendly. You know, they'll say, oh, that's really kind, thanks for inviting me, I can't make it this time, but maybe another time. And then you invite them again and they come. Or maybe they'll reply and say, oh, that's fantastic, yeah, I'll come along, I'll see you. And we get a mixture of those kind of replies. But I wondered, what kind of tasks other people do in their daily work that, you know, makes them clench up a bit when they do them? Not, you know, something you really, really hate, but just one of those tasks that you just think, this could go one or two ways. I'm not sure which way it's going to go. I'd be interested to hear. Anyway, I've arrived at the pub now, so I will let you go. Thank you for listening. Apologies for the poor audio. No, not apologies. This is an experiment. So don't worry about the poor audio. So I'm going to go in the pub and have a lovely pint of beer and then await my chariot. Hurry. Have a good weekend, everyone. See you soon.